Thank you for joining me on the Get Real with Lisa Crown podcast. It's 11:34 p.m. at night, so this is the night shift. I do the night shift because I want to show people that, my listeners, that hard work, you know, comes in all different forms. And part of it is, you know, sacrifice or compromise or choosing to do the things that you might not have gotten done in the day or that you want to get done before you lay your head on the pillow at night. I always say when I lay my head in the pillow at night, it's the finish line. Day is done. So I just want to make sure before I do that, that I feel really good about my day and I got everything done. So thank you for joining me on the night shift tonight. Tonight, the topic is going to be life is a roller coaster. It is really kind of hit me today, and that's why I'm doing this podcast is, man, you could totally be on your ride, you know, excited, it's going up, things are great, you know, great call, great appointment, hit a call out of the park, you know, great numbers, like, you know, relationship's great, kids are great, like all, it's just good, you know. It's going up, 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 and then boom, you know, slides down, go through a dip or you go through a loop or it starts to get fast or, you know, you go through all this stuff and then it's rocky or bumpy or whatnot. You know, my question myself is, are we rocking our own like cab that we're in on our roller coaster? You know, is it something bigger than us that's out of our control? You know, this is life's journey. It's a roller coaster. Sometimes we're just, you know, cruising along in our roller coaster, not peaking, not falling, just kind of going, you know. But I experienced that in the same week. I had such a rush the other day of just so many great things stacked up. And I mean, big, great, cool life things that just started to unfold and happen for me. And it felt amazing. And I was like, wow, like you should have seen it. I feel like my arms are up and the wind's in my face. And it's like, right on. And then today, you know, today went down the hill pretty fast and I lost my stomach. And I don't love that feeling. I got to do a check-in and I got to say, you know what? There's some things that came for me as I'm experiencing a day that I'm feeling like I'm going downhill faster than I want to go. You know, these are some things that came up for me today. Number one, you know, and just so you guys know, I also get this feeling that, you know, my clients are on a roller coaster. And so today there's some clients that I feel we're going a little bit downhill also. And so these are the things between their experiences and mine that I've come up with a little bit of a thought process through this whole journey, this whole roller coaster journey here. Number one is the answer is always going to be to communicate. I must say it on a regular basis every day. You need to have the talk. You need to talk to them. You need to communicate. You need to be real and true to who you are and how you feel. And you got to own your choice and your decision. And sometimes it hurts people. Sometimes it hurts you. Sometimes it doesn't feel comfortable. We try to curb things or make people make it for what they want to hear. I just encourage you to communicate. You can't go wrong. My husband's grandparents, he has two sets of grandparents and both of them have been married, 75 years of marriage. And I asked them both separately when they, what makes their marriage last 75 years? Give me the, you know, the secret. And they both said, all four of them, it's communication. That's what keeps relationships healthy. So that's important. Number two is we've got to trust the process in this whole thing in life, right? Things align for a reason. Maybe today the reason doesn't make sense, but it's going to. I like to add on to that one to keep the faith. You know, if you've got a higher power or source or God or whatever it is that you believe in, or something deep inside, or you got an angel in heaven that you can count on, all I'm saying is the stars are aligning. It might look a little complicated or not exactly what you had in mind, but there's an alignment there. Number three, step into gratitude. Step into gratitude. My friend Carla tonight, as I was sharing one of my stories, she goes, "My God, Lise, just really appreciate as you're explaining your situation, how you're talking from a place of gratitude in a challenging time." And I'm glad she pointed that out to me, because then that means it's coming off naturally. I'm proud of myself for that, because sometimes it's easier to be the victim, get really mad, get pissy, you know, make you down, all those things. But to, you know, embrace the situation in gratitude, you're one step ahead. That's for sure. Number four is, what's in your control? I mean, if we're riding this roller coaster, we got no, it's out of our control, really, for the most part, right? We're just going along, singing our song, doing our journey here, doing this life's journey. What is in your control and what's not? You got to let that shit go. It doesn't serve you. Just doesn't serve you. It's like people get mad when it rains. Like, whether you're mad or you're laughing, it's still raining. You know, pick on something you can control, for God's sakes. Number five, and just in close, as I wrap this up, number five will take us to the end of our roller coaster journey this evening. And that is, buckle up and enjoy the ride, because we are lucky to be here. We're lucky to be on this planet. We're lucky to be on this roller coaster, the twists, the turns, the bumps, the ups, the downs, the loops, the windy turns, when it speeds up, when it slows down, when it's kind of plateaued, when it goes up, 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 because it's so great and it keeps getting higher and better and awesome. All of it, all of it. Enjoy it. Enjoy the ride, you know, and be aware of where it takes you. Be aware of your journey. So that is it for me this evening. Coach Lisa here signing off. DJ, you're sleeping right now, but when you wake up and edit this podcast, can you put something kind of slow and chill? Because it is the night shift. Thank you for joining me. Have a good night, everybody.